This is Buster Cherry, and you are listening to a premium episode of the Bugle Weekly. Here are your hosts, Richard Greaser and Rod Palmer.
Folks, welcome back to another paid subscriber episode of the Bugle Weekly, and boy, do we have one for you today. We have just been ranting for the last, I don't know how long, 45 minutes, and it could have been a podcast in itself, but folks, the libertarians are a bunch of fucking faggots, and we don't give a shit that Tommy Massey lost, and neither should you, because we know if you're a paid subscriber to our show and you're listening to this, you're not a faggot. And if you are, you should probably unsubscribe. But so Thomas Massey lost, you know, and our timeline was full of people bitching and moaning about like how the Republic was lost. You know, we had some brilliant insight from Michelle Weekly, as always. Bruce Fennin was, talking about how like we can't vote our way out of it. You know, this is the new revelation for Bruce Fennin in 2026. After the release of the Epstein files, after, you know, just endless wars, after, the COVID pandemic, after, Palantir, like, is up your asshole and everything that you do, after, you know, the general pleb is coming to the realization, the most retarded pleb in the world is coming to the realization that you can't taper a Ponzi. Bruce Fennin is coming to the realization that you can't vote your way out of it. So I think we are going to talk about how retarded libertarians are, specifically, you know, the political libertarians, the purity test libertarians. It's like it's the political party of plebs with liberty purity test. And I'm excited for it. I mean, this is something, you know, we've been talking about for a while, and this seems like the opportune time to have this discussion, because I think, you know, I just can't think of anything more fucking stupid than crashing out about the reality that Thomas Massey has to get an honest job. But yeah, what do you think, Rob?
Yeah. If you want to talk crazy, if you want to talk audacious, if you want to talk annoying, let's talk libertarian, because this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, the first weekend of summer, the beginning of white boy summer, sun is out, sun is shining, it's warm, girls are in sundresses, getting mosquito bites and sunburns, out on the lake on the afternoon or the beach, whatever you're doing at a barbecue, and then you look down at your phone and you got your Telegram, your Signal, the group chats lighting up, people hitting you up on the DMs, and it's your libertarian friends, and they're saying, hey, what are you doing? And you're like, I'm out, my family, we're lighting off fireworks and, grilling steaks. And he's like, you need to get online and you need to glaze Thomas Massey. People need to be glazing Thomas Massey. He was defeated by the pedophilic Zionist regime, and you need to get on there. You need to defend Thomas Massey. I'm like, you are crazy if you think that I'm going to stop hanging out with my wife and she's wearing a dress, she's not wearing a bra, and her tits are in the sun. If I'm gonna leave that to go get on my computer and glaze Thomas Massey, like, you're crazy. Like, what do they expect from us? Like, they expect us to glaze Thomas Massey. They expect us to, you know, hey, you haven't mentioned the Epstein files in 4.5 days. What's wrong? What's wrong? Are you not a part of this movement anymore? Or they say, hey, I haven't heard you bring up the tragedy in Gaza. Are you simping for Benjamin Netanyahu? All of a sudden, are you no longer America First, Crisis King? Do you don't believe Bitcoin is already won? It's like, whoa, dude. Like, I don't have to dedicate my life to blaming Bibi, to blaming Epstein class, to blaming Trump for being grumpy that day. It's like, this is white boy summer. it's time to get with it. And they refuse. The libertarians are going into Waikoi summer kicking and screaming.
It's incredible because, you know, the libertarian philosophy is about living in this world that individuals take more personal responsibility and they don't outsource it to the state. And yet with all of their political messaging online, they are coming from the perspective of being a victim and that all their problems in life are other people's fault. And so they're doing the reverse of taking personal responsibility. And not only that, they are trying to get more and more people to join them in not taking any personal responsibility and blaming Bibi. And the whole point of Waikoi Summer is about taking personal responsibility and growing a pair of fucking balls. And yeah, instead of running away from your wife's tits in a sundress to crash out and be a victim online, it's taking some fucking personal responsibility sitting next to your wife and looking at her tits.
Indeed. To put it into Bitcoin pledge terms, libertarians don't want to build their citadels. They don't want to build the infrastructure, the value system, the foundation, the ethics. They don't want to build the brick and mortar, anything of their citadels. They would rather come back to the state, to the status, to the heart of statism, and lecture the normies, lecture the statists. We don't see that their citadel is attractive and want to come live in that citadel with them. We haven't built anything. They haven't even shown potential to build anything. All they've got is Austrian economics pleb slop and pictures. And pictures, made AI slot pictures of how perfect utopian society would be if Ron Paul had become president of the United States in 2008. And they wonder why nobody believes them. Nobody is influenced by them. Nobody is persuaded by their slop. It's because they have built nothing and shown no proclivity to be builders.
No, they're bitchers, and they think this is like where a lot of the Bitcoin plebs live is, you know, there's what many of these individuals that are like this, what they ultimately want is they want to feel powerless and they want to have a cathartic release in their powerlessness. They want to sit there and say that they're doing something while doing absolutely nothing. And what is satisfying for them is not actually living in the world that they claim they want to live in, but having they much prefer to get a pat on the back for winning a purity test and sit in a social group, you know, saying, getting applauded for having the correct opinions about things, than they would to actually enact anything that they say that they care about.
And they would rather blame BB for the conflict and war and injustice in society. They would rather get credit for being against the war in Iran instead of figuring out how to open the Strait of Hormuz. They love to identify the problem after everyone else has already come to consensus on what the problem actually is, and then take credit for knowing that information slightly earlier, but they do nothing to impact it, and they do nothing to take advantage of it, and they do nothing to better, not even anybody else's situation with this information. They do nothing to benefit themselves with this information.
Like the point of listening to Bitcoin podcasts isn't to educate people on how, on the way that the monetary system or the way that the world works at a party.
Right, like, Nobody wants to go to a cocktail hour and get stuck sitting next to Kanza, going over every single contradiction made by the Keynesian economists and their critiques of Friedrich Hayek.
I mean, imagine going to a party and getting lectured by a pleb on how you're a pedophile unless you run Bitcoin Knot.
Or how you're a pedophile if you haven't read Human Action cover to cover twice a year by Ludwig von Mises.
Or essentially supporting the Epstein class if you don't tweet on a regular basis that taxation is theft. I mean, it's unbelievable to me to just watch these individuals. It's time, I believe, to stop tolerating this bullshit of, you know, the libertarians thinking that they shouldn't be treated like they're adults, because they're not. They shouldn't be applauded, for having the right opinions about things. It's like the libertarians ultimately are, it's like they want their participation trophies in politics. They're showing
just,
up.
Yeah, they're children. They go to bed and they squeeze their BBs or their teddy bears or whatever it is, whatever they're clinging to, their comfort somebody else's fault. Nothing that they could have done would have changed it, that they were right. And everybody else should have, if everybody else just agreed with them, the world would have zero problems. Bitcoin would be $100 trillion. Ron Paul would be president. Thomas Massey would be, the chief scientist of the world, because he went to MIT, and everything would be perfect. And they are the Disney adults of politics. Libertarians are the Disney adults. They want these comforting narratives that they just repeat to themselves. They keep watching it over and over, and they identify, and they just go back into like the mind of a child watching a Disney movie. That's what they do when they watch old Ron Paul 2008 hype videos on YouTube.
Yeah, instead of watching like a Rocky movie and going for a run in the morning and drinking raw eggs, they're standing up in the mirror, jumping up and down and chanting "End the Fed," and like looking for, they're like, wow, I just one day want to run for an election.
You have just listened to a preview of a premium Bugle weekly episode where Rod and Richard discuss the nature of what it means to actually be subversive. If you would like to listen to the full episode, you will have to choose to be subversive by buying the episode on the Fountain Podcasting app using the Lightning Network. Thank you for being a listener to the Bugle Weekly.